Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Shope.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's and S. Bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Football Friday on WGR today from Mitchell's Tavern on Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. It's fun to go to places like Mitchell's today and a couple others we've done and see people that we know who are here all the time.
Right.
And you just didn't know that this was
right.
A place.
This is my
never
joint.
Had that conversation with them. Like,
right.
You know, family in my case
yeah, right.
Today.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. This is not your first time here. This is mine, but not yours. Football Friday is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We'll welcome Theo Greminger here in a couple of minutes. As he joins us, talk a little bit of fantasy for Week 14. Big week. Bulldog and I are playing for a spot in the hallowed playoffs of Paul's League. I mean, hallowed, but, you know, you'd like to make the playoffs.
You
one of us
it.
Won't.
Right. And I'm off to a great start.
Gibbs.
I have Jahmyr Gibbs. So, I mean, that's it'd be a bad beat if you get 36 points from your running back on Thursday night. But whatever, it's a long week. A lot of fake football to be played.
So true. I like this point about fantasy, how it's easy to, you know, you're looking at playing a player and you can see a zero. Like, you're also starting Kroski Merritt.
Right.
And you could see a zero.
Last time he played, I think he had 3 points.
They don't use him.
Right.
So you can – I think it's easier, like, instinctively to imagine the bottom.
The bust. Yeah, right.
But, you know, with Gibbs, you're not going to imagine a zero. But people – I think it's harder to ponder, like, what the ceiling might be. Like, if you got 20 from your RB1, that's a good week. You get 36,
right?
Or in the case of 2 weeks ago, 55 or 60.
I turned the game off. Dallas kicked the field goal, pretty late. So I missed the last Gibbs touchdown. I was like, they're kicking the field goal. Maybe they'll get the ball back. I don't know. Maybe I'll get a surprise. But I'm tired, and I just turned it off. And, you know, at that point, Gibbs had whatever he had, 28 maybe, 30, whatever. But he got another touchdown after. Like, I woke up to, like, okay, this is a nice present to wake up to. That's a ridiculously good week. He had an even better week a few weeks ago, I think, if I remember right.
That really is the – I don't know if it's the key, but it's something that is hard for me to weigh the – the highs and the lows equally. Or not even equally, but just remember that the highs can be higher than the lows are low. If you have, I mean, because a lot of guys, whether it's Kroski, Merritt, or some other 10 other, 20, 30 other flex players that are just like not going to give you 10 points, you're kind of hoping for 10 points. Like that, the difference is 0 to 10. Whereas with a guy like Gibbs or Jonathan Taylor or JSN this year, it's a difference of 20 to 50.
Right. 20's the floor. I feel like 20's the floor with a guy like him. I think he might have been estimated for 22 last night, and he obviously went pretty significantly over that, which is nice. So, yeah, I'm off to a great start. I just need Howard Fannin Jr. to do something.
Harold Fannin Jr.
Harold.
How dare you? My cousin.
I dare.
Besmirching Harold Fannin. Someone who would not do that is Theo Greminger. Joining us now on the Wester Hotline, Football Friday with a little fantasy mixed in. Theo, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
We're just talking about Jahmyr Gibbs and the trap maybe. I don't know what to call it. I look at my rosters and it's the blemishes that jump out to me. Oh, I can't believe I'm playing this guy. But the downside of a guy like that versus some other rando you would play and not feel that way, 10 or 12 points difference maybe week to week, versus what you get in the so-called league winners, Gibbs, Jonathan Taylor, Barkley last year, is smaller. Like there's much more benefit in having a Gibbs on your team than there is a problem with whatever I was just talking about. So Gibbs is one of these guys this year, and now Theo, as we get into playoff weeks, it's even that much more important.
Yeah, Gibbs is unbelievable. I think he's our number one pick next year, and I think there'll be a lot of arguments about this during the offseason. But Gibbs is doing so much at such a young age. Before the age of 24, he's historically up there now in touchdowns scored. He has more touchdowns than Barry Sanders in the first three seasons of their careers. It's actually crazy. And Gibbs has been really unbelievable when we get to the month of December, including last night. He's at 27 points per game his last five games in the month of December. And that's not even including the 46-pointer that he had last year that was in January in week 18, which was very significant for Lions fans, but not necessarily for fantasy managers because we were all off.
Right.
But Gibbs is remarkable. And it's sort of what you're talking about is, in fantasy football, we try so hard to thread the needle and draft absolutely perfectly. But if you just draft one or two league winners in the same draft, you can make mistakes in multiple rounds. I have a couple of teams, Mike, that are doing very well where I didn't draft perfectly, but things have worked out because I have a Jahmyr Gibbs, or I have a Jaxon Smith-Njigba, or if an FFPC tight end premium, I have a Trey McBride. And with those kind of players, you're just sort of running pure at this point and taking these smash weeks, and you can sort of afford to pick together these guys to sort of get you through alongside them, and you're still able to put up 150-plus every week.
Right.
On this show, Theo, every summer when coaches talk about their passing game running back as someone, he's virtually a slot receiver. We're gonna use it's a matchup nightmare. A lot of that's an eye roll. I think I speak for Mike here, but Gibbs is maybe as close to the actual article that he's killing in the passing game even more. I mean, he scored three rushing touchdowns last night, but it was only 40 yards. And the passing game is where he really is helping them in games.
Yeah, and when he was drafted, that was sort of the MO with Gibbs, is Detroit took him 12 overall, and there was a lot of talk in the fantasy football community that this could be the next Reggie Bush, this could be the next Alvin Kamara, the next Christian McCaffrey, the next player that could give us 100 receptions. Detroit has not used him like that, but he's an unbelievable receiver. He was an unbelievable receiver at Alabama. He had the most receptions in a season, I believe, under Nick Saban throughout the entire tenure while he was at Alabama for any of his running backs. And when you get into all the metrics, the advanced stats, the targets per route run, Gibbs is unbelievable, and you're starting to see it. The two-way ability has always been there, and we love seeing Dan Campbell calling plays. Campbell has been fantastic for Gibbs. He's been fantastic for Jameson Williams. And, yeah, I completely agree with you. Gibbs has the ability to gab 100 receptions in a season. Very few running backs have that ability. He's one of them. And it becomes even more amplified because this year running back receptions are down overall. If you go through, like, the target leaders at the running back spot, Christian McCaffrey, huge, huge, huge lead on everyone. Devon Achane, number two. He's been very consistent, 20% target share, weekly type guy. And then after that, Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Chase Brown, a few others like that. But there's to see Gibbs getting that sort of work in the passing game on top of just how it almost looks like he's playing a different sport at times as a runner. He's so fluid. He's so explosive. He's an absolute cheat code. And I think there'll be more and more people sort of pounding the table on him as the number one pick next year. David Montgomery, everybody likes David Montgomery. He's an absolute warrior out there, super tough running back. But he's getting older. Gibbs is getting better. And I think the gap between the two is going to be way more pronounced in drafts next year. So, Gibbs is unbelievable. Wherever you have Gibbs, you have a chance to win your fantasy league.
With Theo Greminger, yeah, I mean, if you had I don't know what really this is to do strategically, but if you had picked like 105 and picked Gibbs or even McCaffrey and then say Bucky Irving in the second round has been out 6-plus weeks, whatever that is, and then Smith and Jigba, you haven't really needed or missed Bucky Irving, but now you've got him. So that's position A. And you can probably get through the season very successfully with those two other players starting every week. Theo, what are you doing with the – what do you think anyway just about the Bengals who are coming to Buffalo this week? Burrow, Chase, Higgins, everybody's on the field. As you see the matchup, is it a blow-up spot for Cincinnati at Buffalo in December? Is it still that? I mean, Burrow coming back, he could be somebody, I know this from leagues I'm in, where he was on waivers a lot as recently as like maybe even last week or 2 weeks ago at least. So would you lean into the Bengals here?
Yeah, I mean, with Burrow, we had sort of a rug pulled out from under us because everyone told us he was done for the season. And when you're in a redraft league without injured reserve spots, you just cut him. So, yeah, he was my number one waiver wire ad a few weeks ago. Not a rocket scientist. When he's available on the waiver wire and I'm writing a waiver wire column, I had to put him up there because, like you said, Joe Burrow, when he's healthy, not quite Josh Allen as a fantasy football asset, but sort of in that mix right behind him. I would say that Cincinnati is a live dog, to use the Vegas term, on the road this week against Buffalo. My wish is Buffalo Bills fans won't like to hear this, but I just hope that we get a ton of points in this one. And I think that this game has the potential to tilt over and become a game sort of like last night where everybody's got Buffalo Bills or Bengals in their lineups is going to benefit. They're a really dangerous team. And for fantasy, they're really, really a productive team because everything's consolidated. The touches with the two wide receivers, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins now, he's playing this week, back from concussion, and Chase Brown, everything's consolidated. Joe Burrow is going to feed those guys. And Chase has the potential to put up a spike week every time he's on the field. Chase Brown has been terrific recently. The splits for Chase Brown from the beginning of the season to the second half of the season, Chase Brown is giving you what we wanted when we were drafting him, maybe a little bit too early this early season, but if you're able to survive, the playoffs are looking good for Chase Brown. I think he's in that mix of somewhere in that mid to low end RB1. It's a tremendous spot for NFL fans, and I think a dangerous game for the Buffalo Bills. I think Cincinnati is going to run the table in every other game on their schedule. I think that they're going to end up winning their division. This is the game, which is a big question mark. We do a staff-wide picks over at Fantasy Points, and I picked the Buffalo Bills to win this one, but I think it's going to be one of those games that's very high-scoring and coming down to the wire. The edge will be the home field advantage and Josh Allen winning at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm fearful of the Bengals in this game from a Bills perspective. Their pass defense has been excellent all year long, but this is a test they have not really taken. They have not seen this talent really anywhere all year. So I think the Bills will be, they'll have to keep up if they're going to win this game and stave off the Bengals, because I know, the record is bad, but I think those three dudes back together, I just think they're going to do business.
Yeah, and also the game flow, their defense has been poor. I think the Bills are going to have a lot of success against them. Unless we see some turnovers, I think the Bills are going to put up points as well. Got to think it's probably a James Cook game. We're always rooting for that. And I think a chance for Khalil Shakir to get loose a little bit this week. So I think every player, if you're sort of breaking ties in fantasy, play your players from these games. Even Evan McPherson put up a huge number last week. So even the kicker's getting in on it. The Bengals are definitely trending up.
Six field goals. That was against Baltimore. Theo, where are you ranking Lamar Jackson this week?
I'm trying to avoid playing him. It's insane. I had Rich Haribar on Dynasty Life, my Dynasty podcast, this week. And I brought up the notion, and people will hate me saying this, that maybe this is a little bit of an adjustment with Lamar Jackson. Maybe the injuries over the years have sort of taken their toll. And Rich sort of brought up the idea that maybe he's not going to age quite as gracefully. I think that could also just be very short-term reactionary thinking. And I hope I'm wrong, Mike, because I have bags and bags of Lamar Jackson shares on my dynasty rosters. But the rushing production has been non-existent for Lamar Jackson. Every year we've seen Lamar Jackson finish as the number one or number two quarterback in rushing yards per game. We've been able to lean on that every single year in fantasy. That's completely gone. He doesn't have a rushing touchdown since week one. And over the last 4 weeks, the passing touchdowns are non-existent as well. It's a really, really tough bet to make. I mean, I think if you've got a player like Jacoby Brissett, you're probably using him in your fantasy lineup over Lamar Jackson this week, which is absolutely crazy. Then you've got the factor that he's playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which has been the team that has been the worst matchup for him historically throughout his career. Even when Lamar Jackson's putting up like MVP numbers, he's always struggled against Tomlin and the Steelers. I'm looking to break ties and not use Lamar Jackson. I think for some fantasy managers, you're just sort of probably still going to stick with him. But I'm way less fearful of missing out on a blow-up game than I would be at pretty much any other point in Lamar Jackson's career.
So maybe, no offense to the guy, he's been a kind of a fantasy savior, but Brissett could be the worst quarterback you might start over Lamar Jackson. Who's the worst receiver you would start over Justin Jefferson?
So that one's a little bit different for me. Mike, you can call me like a sucker on this one. It's really difficult for me to bench Justin Jefferson. I almost did it on a team last week, and it would have ended up looking like a sharp move. I think that the Washington matchup here, I think there's a chance that this game is not really a blow-up spot for Jefferson, but sort of a sigh of relief game for Jefferson managers. I don't think I'm benching him this week. I'd say if you're looking for where he should be appropriately ranked in fantasy, I'd still keep him in that wide receiver 15 to wide receiver 20 range this week, which for almost everybody listening to this, that's probably still a player you're starting. Absolutely ugly times with Jefferson, but I cannot get there benching a healthy Justin Jefferson. It seems like that one is going to – the fantasy gods will come back to bite you if you do that, and that's the game where he gets a 25-pointer on your bench.
Speaking of that game, are you excited for Jaden Daniels to be back?
I'm apprehensive a little bit. For me, it seems like an interesting decision for Washington to kind of not rush Daniels back, but sort of in a lost season for Washington to sort of play him. But this is a team with a lot of pride. They nearly beat Denver last week. It seems like Daniels really wants to play. Dan Quinn and them want to have him out there. And they've got Terry McLaurin back, and McLaurin also looks like he's trending up. So, I wouldn't say I'm shocked by it. I was just a little bit surprised. I thought we were going to get some sort of news that Washington potentially would shut him down for the year. Anything but that. They want to get him out there. So, Jaden Daniels absolutely back in your fantasy lineup. with confidence this week. I think Minnesota's a tricky team for him to go up against, but with his ability, his talent, he's still somewhere in that like that top six quarterback range. We saw Marcus Mariota put up multiple successful weeks in this offense. Daniels is back. Daniels is definitely we're further ahead of where you would have ranked Mariota, and we would have had Mariota somewhere around like QB 12 this week.
One more, Theo. Who's like a sleeper for you this week? And if it isn't Adonai Mitchell, why not?
I mean, Mike, you just read my mind. It's got to be Adonai Mitchell. I think Adonai Mitchell, I mean, the talent is sort of unquestioned. He was a player that a lot of people had ranked as a first-rounder coming out of Texas, led Texas in receiving touchdowns on that really good Texas team with Xavier Worthy out there and with Jonathan Brooks. So for Adonai Mitchell, it's been sort of like it was a bad fit in Indianapolis. Now he's getting all these air yards every single week. We saw 12 targets last week. He was the only wide receiver on Sunday to have more than 100 receiving yards. And I think there's a chance that he could have a really strong rest of the year. And also it feels like this time of year, when you get to like week 14, week 15, I hate using floor play guys. I feel like it's just sort of a weak way to approach it. When I need a win, maybe need a certain number of fantasy points to feel comfortable about the week, I'd rather swing for the fences on a guy coming off of a big performance like Adonai. And I think the usage will be there. Now, if Garrett Wilson comes back, and I know he could come back maybe next week, then maybe we need to adjust things on Adonai Mitchell. But if you have Adonai Mitchell, you're going to use him. And I've got him in a few fantasy lineups this week. I think he's very interesting. I think Bam Knight is interesting. I mean, if we just look at what Bam Knight's been able to do, he's been putting up numbers pretty much every single week. He's had like four straight RB2 performances. And I'll say Devin Neal in New Orleans, the usage was strong, and I think he'll do just enough in the passing game that I think Devin Neal can get you by with somewhere as like somewhere in that 13 to 15 point range, which for a lot of fantasy managers at that RB2 spot or maybe the flex spot, that could potentially get you by. So I think he's interesting as well.
Good names. As always, Theo Greminger, Fantasy Points. Thanks for fitting us in today. Good luck this week.
Thanks. You as well. Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Theo. 803-0550 for your calls. Football Friday from Mitchell's Tavern on Sheridan Drive. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll have Sal Capaccio along at 5. The Sabres play tonight in Winnipeg. Pregame at 6. As for now, it's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. This break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think my confidence doesn't stem from this bullish confidence on Buffalo. It's more of a lack of confidence in everybody else. And I mean, I've told you guys for a month now, Kansas City's not making the playoffs. Like, I wholeheartedly believe that. And if you could get them out of the way, who do you like against Buffalo in the playoffs? Like, I don't have an answer for you. So it's, you know, and bookmakers keep telling me the same thing. It's wide open. The AFC is wide open. Well, if it's so wide open, give me one of the best teams and give me Josh Allen, and I'll take my chances.
Sam Panayotovich with us just about an hour ago. I think he's got a lot of company in that. I guess that's reflected in the odds. Plus 1,000
sure.
to win it.
Yep.
In January, will it come down to the quarterback? The Bills should hope so. They probably should, you know, really hope so. But that's what it'll be. And then that Drake May, for one, or I don't know, who else in there is in the same sort of category just you got to hope he cracks a little bit.
He's the only – I am not – I think Daniel Jones – I love where you were so early on Indianapolis. We were waiting for him to crack, and they're cracking, and Jones is hurt. Like, I am not scared of him at all. I'm not scared of Denver. A lot of that is Knicks. Yeah, the rest of the conference – that's why, like, Baltimore is still such a focus, because it's the same sort of logic Sam is using on the Bills. Like, if they get in, I don't know if I want to deal with them. Like, I know how they look and have looked and how he's looked specifically. I'm just not ready to assume that isn't going to turn around in the next 6 weeks before the playoffs get here. But the rest of the field of quarterbacks, it's one of the reasons I'd like to see Burrow not make it either. Because this offense that the Bills are playing on Sunday, I think is the scariest offense left in the conference. And it's on a 4-8 team. But if they get there.
Here we are again.
That's a team that I think you got to really worry. Yeah, same as last year. Didn't seem like it was going to happen. But, you know, Baltimore fell apart to such an extent you never really wanted to trust Pittsburgh. That has kept Cincinnati with the playoffs in the window for them. Man, the rest of the teams, like Trevor Lawrence, I mean, is he capable of having an – yeah, he's already had one great playoff game, right, against the Chargers, a big comeback.
Like, yeah, it did happen.
But there's no – even him. Like, I don't – Herbert, there's nobody that I feel like has the resume. It's really Jackson, should they get there, and Allen. May is the closest, and I'm not at all assuming he's going to falter. Maybe he will. You know, it should be more of a process. You should not go from 4-13 to the one seed. Like, I know somebody goes last to first most years in this league, like in one of the divisions. But contending for the first overall pick going into week 18 to the very top of the conference,
right?
I'm not here to tell you it's unprecedented. I've not done the work.
It's close.
To tell you, but
it's close.
It can't happen a lot. I mean, to be the very best team. Holy cow.
No, it's close. They would have earned the number one pick had they lost
right.
that finale last year to the Bills to this. And I don't know, they might have drafted the same guy they did had they picked first, Campbell. You know?
Yep, maybe.
Maybe they pick Hunter or somebody else, but not a quarterback, so. It came up a day or two ago, 13 seconds like it always does. 2021, like, there was your mm-hmm. best shot. The Bills didn't go from the bottom to the AFC Championship in 2020, but still, like, that was a pretty good jump. And we said it then. It's really nothing you can do anything about. It's just talk. But don't assume you're going to get all kinds of chances at this. And they had a great chance that year.
Right.
And, you know, lost. Wasn't that close. And now they've been back four more times since then and still are getting chances. And here's one that I'll say again, I'm not so optimistic for, or rather pessimistic about, because the competition is what it is, and the teams that win are not always their – it's not always their best team yep. or, you know, even their best season necessarily. They get in and make it work. Right. I don't want any credit for the Colts yet for two reasons. One is –
they're still 8-4.
They're still 8-4. Right, like, right. The bet was that they would crash.
Right.
And they have lost two games. The other is those were close games. Like, they were up 20-9 in Kansas City.
Right.
And I'm watching that going, I guess I was wrong about this. Right. And then last week they lose to Houston and the refs were – it was some controversy in that game. They didn't have to lose that game. So they have not really
– That's right. The wheels haven't completely
turned.
Come off.
No.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
really hasn't happened yeah. yet. Now this week they go to Jacksonville where they've had a lot of problems. And maybe that won't matter. So the pressure's on now, though, at least.
Yeah.
Indianapolis.
I love Jacksonville this week in that game. And, you know, and then a little of this, like, I don't know, does everybody do this? I think, you know, you probably try to avoid it. But what did you, you know, it's hard to avoid what you thought of a team going in. And I was really bullish on Jacksonville. I liked them a lot going into the year. I thought that everything the coach was talking about made sense. We're going to run our offense through Brian Thomas Jr. What? Like, they still may win that division. They're in first now. But that didn't happen at all. Like, and they've lost Hunter. I don't know what kind of form they'll ultimately be in. I don't feel like they're a real threat. But I like them against the Colts at home this week. You know, it's just so – it's week to week. You know, the way we were talking at the outset of the show and me being so – I guess I'll say fearful of the Bengals' offense, right, and that this game I don't like the Bills with the spread. I think they can win a game and not cover, and that's fine. I'll gladly take it. And we can argue about style points and whatever.
11-10.
I think this is a game. This is a team. I don't think there's another team that will scare me as much offensively as this team does. So, like, losing the game will sting. Maybe they'll get knocked right out of the spot that they're in right now if they lose this game. And it will bring Cincinnati alive, and we'll see what Houston does. But I'm not at all feeling like their chances are severely damaged of winning the Super Bowl should they get in because of everything that Sam just said.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That we're just talking about. It's still so wide open. I don't know who... I'd be worried about playing Cincinnati again. I'd be pretty worried about having to go to Houston again. because of what that defense did, if it comes to that, I mean, they're in the wild card hunt with us. They could still win that division. That could be a first-round matchup even.
Great.
But, like, I think this game is harder than maybe their first-round playoff game could be because of Burrow and Chase and Higgins. I just think it's a very unique matchup. So, I guess I'm trying to hedge a little. Like, I'm not pessimistic overall on the Bills' chances, but this game, I think this is a tough matchup.
Theo Greminger has the Bengals in at 8-9.
Right.
Ravens go to Cincinnati next week, host the Patriots, to Lambeau at the Steelers. Okay. They don't have to win three of those games. They're 6-6. The Steelers have at Baltimore, Miami next Monday night at home, at Detroit, at Cleveland, Baltimore. Steelers and Ravens split. Did Joe Goodberry lay this out, maybe? They're both 7-7 with their two games.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens could lose two of those other three. The Steelers could also lose two of those other three.
That's how the Bengals
and set
it.
Things up for Cincinnati, even if they lose here. Wow. Imagine that prediction before the season. 9-8 winning that division.
Right.
We'll talk about some of the interesting elements from last night. George Pickens, what happened? Also, some ref stuff. Love that. Love the ref stuff. And kickers, just chip shots from midfield. Easy game. Sal Capaccio at 5. It's Football Friday. We're at Mitchell's Tavern on Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.